Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Chamber Chat. We are always so happy when Christy Barst stops in. She's the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and we could not be more excited to get caught up with her about our wonderful city of Hastings. How have you been?
I've been good. Thank you.
What a great fall we've had,
yes,
though.
Yes,
and so that has to help with our tourism.
It does. Yeah, fall is already a really busy time for tourism, but we've been seeing more and more and a bit of a different crowd.
Exciting. Tell me more.
Yeah, I've talked a little bit about this at our last chamber chat, but we're seeing more corporate groups, so companies that are wanting to do corporate retreats, and they're choosing to stay closer to the Twin Cities as opposed to going up north like they historically have. And so we're seeing more of those groups coming to Hastings for sales meetings, for corporate retreats and staff meetings. And that's been really great to see, that as far as midweek traffic, you know, so it's not necessarily all the weekend stays and weekend travelers. We're seeing mm-hmm. more of that corporate group. So it's been a good tourism time this fall.
And, you know, I think people don't realize that then can parlay into people coming back with their families on the weekend.
And yes. Yes.
So it's a win-win.
It is a win-win. It's a snowball effect.
Wonderful.
And even if these visitors aren't purchasing things right away to that point, the hope is that they will then fall in love with the community, as we all do, and come back and stay longer and be able to experience everything that Hastings has to offer.
Christy, do you have friends that come here and are still shocked at how great it is?
All the time.
I do, too.
All the time.
I do, too.
Yeah. It's still, and I always get that, I can't believe that I didn't know about Hastings. Like, I can't, and a lot of times people are driving Highway 61 and they're going through and they don't know everything that is off of
sure.
that main highway corridor. So,
sure.
And there's so much to offer.
Absolutely.
For a variety of different interests.
Well, let's talk about Highway 61.
Yes.
You recently had a business meeting.
Yes.
Regarding, what did you tell me before? It's a crazy number of businesses on Highway 61.
Close to 70. So it's definitely over 60. Yes. So
just in Hastings.
Just in Hastings. Yes. So as I'm sure you're aware and listeners are aware, Highway 61 will be undergoing a massive road construction project, which sounds like we'll start perhaps at the end of 2027, for sure at the beginning of 2028. And I know the past year and a half, there's been a bit of confusion on, is there enough funding? Will or will this project not happen? So MnDOT and the City of Hastings and the Chamber met, and we got reassurance from MnDOT that yes, this project is happening. And so it's really time for us to start preparing for it. And so our role at the Chamber was to form a business-led group that can, A, still make some changes within the design based on if the current design is really impacting their operations. And then most importantly, stay connected prior to and during the construction, so that this group will be the first group of people that will receive updates on construction delays, on design changes, on anything that's important about the project. And then they can support each other once construction hits. And hopefully we can get creative on making sure that we're marketing. These businesses are still open. These are the ways that you can get to them. Here are special deals that these businesses have come together to invite you into their store. So really it becomes a group that can support each other during this process and then also be well informed during it as well.
So Highway 61 is being refurbished, or
if it's MnDOT terms, it would be a road improvement project.
A road improvement project.
But it's a pretty massive road construction project, and it spans the entire length of our community. So it will start at 4th Street, and I think even actually prior to, and go all the way down to 36. So it's a large chunk of our community that will be under road construction.
And what were some of the things that you saw at this meeting that perhaps you didn't know about what it would look like?
So I think there were a couple things that were taken out of the project that I heard from some property owners they were relying on. So there were a couple side roads that had been removed. I will say that MnDOT was adamant that although the bulk of the design is really set, there is still opportunity within the next 12 months to get input from property owners and to make some adjustments to make sure that everything works for the businesses along the corridor and also maintains the integrity of keeping everyone safe and moving traffic along. So I think the big changes are going to be removing access points so that there's not so many stops where cars are turning into properties. There's going to be a rather large roundabout at 316 and then one down at 36. So it's such a large project that the map of it itself took up more than 2 8-foot tables. You know, so you really have to break it down by section and analyze it each way. But I think some important things to note is this road construction project will have the opportunity to improve utilities along the corridor, which are needed. And we need to keep those utilities running and safe and up to code. And some of those may have been pushed on to property owners as they came about if this road construction project doesn't happen. And what we're hearing from engineers is that the time it will take as you get off the bridge to get through the community is increasing significantly because of the number of cars that are on the road. So the road is getting busier and the delay time is just going to only increase if there's not some changes that are made. So I think those are important things to think about. And although no one loves road construction, in the end, I think it will end up being a good thing for the community.
And where do they anticipate they will start?
I believe they are going to start close to 4th Street.
Okay.
But that has not been set yet.
Okay.
So that's another reason why it's important for the chamber to start organizing this group. So as soon as those key details are released, they'll be the first group to get it. And they can stay informed on all of those changes and timeline updates as they come about.
And does it sound like it's going to be beautified in some way?
Yes.
So that's an important piece.
Yep. They are going to improve walkability. And I don't know specifics about what's being changed to beautify it. I know they've talked a lot about improving walkability and the safety of walkability, especially in areas where people are crossing across mm-hmm. the road, which is important. So, but more details to come on how the beautify will look.
Well, it's going to be a big project. So you said it starts in 27, late 27, early 28.
Yes.
How long do they anticipate it will take?
And this is not set in stone,
of course.
It sounds like it will be about a year. But I think we know that with construction, that can vary mm-hmm. and could be longer. I think a really important thing to note here is I really appreciate MnDOT's effort in wanting to do things better than how the process was handled with 316. So when the chamber found out about the design for Highway 316, we did bring it to the businesses in the industrial park, and there was a lot of concern. There's a decent amount of tractor-trailer traffic that comes out of that area, and many roundabouts are not conducive for getting trucks in and out. And so we did our best to try and get that message to the engineering group that was running the project at the time, and the response we got was, we're moving forward regardless. And so once the project of 316 was done, there was some staff changes at MnDOT, and through the City of Hastings staff help, we were able to convince MnDOT that there were some updates that needed to happen to ensure that the businesses in the industrial park can continue to do their operation without having to use side streets. And MnDOT did come back and they made those changes. And so I think with Highway 61, they're really wanting to be a partner with the businesses mm-hmm. in this. They're wanting to get them engaged from the start, and they're willing to listen to how their operations work.
That's great.
And I hope that that will continue up until the very final design. More to come on that.
No kidding. Yes. So what else are we talking about today?
Well, the holiday seasons are coming up. And
yes.
So the chamber is really taking a new spin on the shop local message that we really push 365 days out of the year. But we're going with a term, choose local, because really shopping local is not just at restaurants and retailers. It's choosing to keep your money local when you choose a dentist, when you choose a dog groomer, when you choose a mechanic. And so there is a local business group that's forming that is going to help the chamber staff take some of the concepts we've been working on and really expand it so that it can be a community-wide effort to remind residents how important it is to our local businesses when they choose to keep their money here. And I think, you know, during COVID, we all got so used to ordering things online and purchasing things online. Not that we weren't before, but we were forced to. And so now it just takes that additional reminder to say, if you put a little effort into it, you likely can find what you're looking for in the Hastings area. So we're just simply asking you to put a little effort into it and try and keep those dollars local.
And I don't know about you, but I sometimes feel like I could shop online to look at things, but I'd much rather buy something in person.
Absolutely. And do your services in person.
Yes.
And then you know that they are, because many of our business owners live in town.
And they're family owned.
Yes, exactly. And they're, you know, they're hockey parents and they're involved in your church. And so those dollars mean so much more.
For sure.
Because you're giving back to the community, but you're also giving back to the residents that are in your church
circle.
Community and
yep.
your sports community and all of those friend groups that you have. So,
well, I love that term, choose local.
Yeah.
So we're going to see some
more to come on that.
Oh, okay.
We just started releasing some of the social media posts on the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce website.
Yes.
But there's going to be more strategic efforts. So more to come on that. But yes, that group has just formed.
So do you think that Choose Local campaign would work, let's say, in Apple Valley?
It's
so chain driven, it seems. Or
I agree. And really, so as I mentioned, you know, the chamber staff lives and breathes shop local. It's in what we do every single day. But we heard from some of our chamber members that when COVID hit and the economy shut down and the chamber put out Let's Ride This Wave Together campaign, and all of a sudden everywhere you started seeing those stickers,
mm-hmm.
we had the school district's Raider logo. It said, Let's Ride This
yes.
Wave Together and Shop Local. And they felt a tremendous amount of support from that campaign. And so there's been a real ask of the chamber staff to say, can we do something similar and expand it? Because we're feeling the need to just get that message out there again.
So are you going to have a logo for this as well? Do you have it yet?
We have a couple concepts.
Okay.
Actually, the committee is meeting so the staff has been doing some background work, but the committee is meeting for the first time this week. So we should have some more to come very, very soon.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then I know you have somebody new on your staff.
We do.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. Ray Erbach started with us last week. We're very excited. So she took on the tourism coordinator role because the Chamber of Commerce also runs the Hastings Tourism Bureau. And she'll be working for us part-time, but she has a ton of experience in hospitality, which comes with social media management and event planning.
Wonderful.
And a lot of marketing experience. So she, yes, I would love to get her in here soon.
Yes.
So that you can meet her in person and we can hear her voice. But I think she is going to do a fantastic job. She has a different view on Hastings because she's not from Hastings. And so I think she can come to town and she is experiencing things for the first time in the last year. And she's just been so in awe, like most people are. So she's going to be an excellent addition to our staff.
You know, I think you hit on something. That's a really unique quality, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. To see things from an outsider's point of view.
For sure.
And we have been fortunate to have staff members that have lived in Hastings most of their life, but I'm really excited to see it through the eyes of someone who hasn't.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I think it goes back to what you and I were talking about earlier, in that sometimes we take for granted
mm-hmm.
what's right in our backyard until somebody that is from outside, a girlfriend, comes to town and says, let's go to your downtown. It's so fun.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah. Ray was cute. She told me that she had run into a business owner in downtown Hastings and they had told her about the downtown candy crawl. And she said the way they referenced it was, oh, we've got a little candy crawl coming up this Saturday. You should bring your kids down. And she goes, I got here and it is not a little candy crawl. The energy, the
yes.
amount of people, the amount of effort that these businesses put into making this an event, she was completely awestruck. So it's just so cool.
It's going to be fun to have her on staff.
Exactly.
That's
to see
great.
It from that side.
Oh, Christy, I love that. So what else is going on that you're working on?
Well, I will talk a little bit about the Future Workforce Alliance with the
Wonderful.
Schools. Yes, and I won't say too much about the Pathway program because that's something that should come from Christine and from Mr. Doran. But I know the high school has put so much effort into the Pathway program that they hope to be rolling out next year. And members of our Future Workforce Alliance committee got to sit in on one of their planning committees to bring in industry insight into some challenges that they were
right.
having with kind of framing up what they hope to sell for this Pathway program. So I am so excited to see how that rolls out and see the feedback from family members and from students. But I think it was really cool to hear from our new school superintendent. She sat in on our Future Workforce Alliance meeting here a couple weeks ago, and she said, you know, I really want to take what this committee is doing and make it more than a class that happens. I want it to be a core value that's within our school district. And these skills that you're training at the high school, employability, coachability, communication, I really want that to be part of everything we do within our curriculum. So I couldn't have heard anything better
from
her.
Well, and she has experience in this, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah.
She does. And she may have talked about it, but I know she was on a governor-appointed committee when some of the first pathway programs rolled out in school districts across the state. So she has a ton of experience. And so she's a huge asset in making this successful.
So let's get back to the core of the chamber. So you really run very lean.
We do.
Yeah. Get a lot done, though.
Yes, we do. But the only way that our small staff of three is successful is because of the heart of this community and the amount of volunteer work that goes in from our chamber board members, our chamber ambassadors, our tourism committee. Without their dedication and willingness to put a ton of hours outside of their normal job into the mission and the projects that the chamber do, there's no way we'd be able to juggle all of it.
So with Ray now on board, how have you further divvied out things, or is it kind of just the same?
It's similar. So I think with Ray on board, with her experience in social media and website, I really am wanting her to take on
the lead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've mentioned before, we do run multiple social media platforms. And so with Ray on board, she can take the tourism side and just completely run with it. And it will be consistent, it will be organized and creative. And that's something that we've been trying to do in the past, but when things get busy, it would fall short. So now we're going to have that consistency. And I know that she'll be really on top of keeping our itineraries and website up to date and all of that. So that's where we're focused on right now. I think once she gets onboarded and we find even more of her talents, we'll be able to reevaluate.
Well, yeah. It's exciting. You're heading into a whole new season, and
yes,
that brings a lot of different things to the downtown, to Hastings,
mm-hmm,
to all of the businesses. And it'll be fun to watch winter unfold here.
It will, yeah. And I think this Choose Local campaign is timely. The businesses see a decent amount of support during the holidays. Mm-hmm. And then after holidays, it's a pretty slow time. So I think it's just really important to hit that message hard now and keep it going through the spring until things start picking up again in the summer and we just have natural foot traffic around the town. But I can't stress enough, although tourism numbers are increasing, we really are hearing from our businesses how meaningful it is to them when residents do shop and explore and spend their money here in town.
Thank you, Christy. We so appreciate your time. Christy Barse is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. And the show is called Chamber Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.